slide. A rich man lived in the deserts of the Middle East, and you can tell how rich he was from the number of camels he owned. Not two, not four, not 10, but 17 camels. Very rich man. But he was getting old. He was getting old, and so he decided to write a will, leaving his wealth, his camels, to some of his relatives. He wanted to leave some camels to his son, some to his grandson, and some to his nephew. And he thought, this is how I'm going to do it. Next slide. One half of my wealth of my camels for my son, one third to my grandson, and one ninth to my nephew. Well, not long after writing his will, the rich man sadly died. Are we on the next slide? And his will was read out. But there came a big problem, because he was going to leave for his son one half of his camels. So what's one half of 17 camels? Yeah. Not quite four, I don't think. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. 8.5 camels. Well, that would mean killing a camel, wouldn't it? To get 8.5 of them. And then what about his grandson? 17, and he wants to leave one third of them to his grandson. So what's one third of 17? This is not easy. Any adults? Well, let's have some kids. What do you think? Children? Yep, just shout it out. It is almost six. Well done. Almost six. No, it's less than 6.5, but it's a good try. At the back there?
Five.
It's a bit more than five. Yes. Well, we're getting close, aren't we? But they're all fractions. Yes, any adult know the answer?
1/2.
There we go. 5 2/3. Yeah. Well done, that person. 5 2/3 camels. So that would mean chopping another camel up, wouldn't it? That wasn't very good. And then we come to his nephew. He's got 17 camels, and he wants to leave 1/9 of 17 camels for his nephew. So how many camels is his nephew going to end up with?
No, it's less than that. It's 2.
1 and something? Well, you're probably right. I don't know.
No, it's not 7.
That's what you're going to say.
1.89
is the exact number, because my calculator told me. Calculator, yeah. Whatever it's called, a calculator. But yeah, thank you. 1.8 camels. So again, you've got to chop a camel up, haven't you? So this means another camel would have to be killed. So this resulted, thank you, in a big fight between the son, the grandson, and the nephew, and also between the camels. But, thank you, nearby there lived a poor man. And we can tell how poor he was because he only had one camel. But though he was poor, this man had a generous heart, and he wanted to stop the fighting between the rich man's relatives. So he decided to offer his one and only camel, thank you, to the fighting relatives. It was a huge sacrifice. So now, the relatives, yeah, the inheritance consists of 17 plus one camel, which makes how many camels?
18!
Right! And so half of 18 for the son would be?
19!
9 camels!
9!
They've got the 9, yeah, it's fine. 1/3 of the inheritance would be how many?
6!
6 camels! And 1/9 of the inheritance would be? Yes. So it could work, couldn't it? Now what happens when you add up 9 camels plus 6 camels plus 2 camels? How many do you get?
17.
OK, Can anyone add them up in their head?
17.
Thank you. You get 17 camels.
There's one camel left. There you go, back to the guy.
Next slide. So the poor man received his camel back.
Yay.
By his willingness to give up all that he had to bring peace to his neighbour, he hadn't lost out in the end, and he made the whole family happy. Thank you. Next slide. Our reading this morning tells about Jesus visiting Jerusalem near the end of his life. And the people living in Jerusalem were longing for peace from the Roman occupiers of their nation. Next slide. And Jesus offers them wonderful, fulfilling peace if they would only invite God to fill their lives, to turn in their hearts to the Lord. Thank you. The religious leaders don't want to lose their power over the people, so they say aloud, "No, thank you, Jesus." And they plot to get the Romans to kill Jesus on a cross. Thank you. And Jesus does die, and he is buried. But 3 days later, his tomb is empty, and his friends say, "We've seen him alive. Alive after being dead and buried." And this fact we celebrate until today on a certain Sunday of the year. Does anyone know what Sunday that is? Yep, shout it out. It's Easter Day. Yes, today is Remembrance Sunday, and that Remembrance Day is Easter Day. So by giving himself for others, even to dying, an innocent Jesus, raised from death by his heavenly Father, can truly offer peace to all of us human beings. So, here's two thoughts for us today. Yep. Where are we? Next one? Yeah. Two thoughts for us today. Have we thanked Jesus for forgiving us and bringing us true peace of heart and mind? And the second thought, what can I sacrifice today in order to help bring reconciliation, peace to other people? So can I let you have 1 minute just to think about those two questions up there? Mr. Kettle's very kindly brought members of Denton School Choir who are going to come and sing.